everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. Do you enjoy walking over bridges? What is the longest bridge that you have ever been on? Well, I love bridges. Big ones, small ones, long ones, and even short ones. I especially love crossing bridges at sunset. Ah, it's absolutely lovely. Well, today you are going to learn about some pretty awesome bridges in a lesson called Bridges of the World. That's right. Today's lesson is called Bridges of the World, and there are several bridges we're going to talk about. First, there's a bridge in Africa, and it's the Suez Canal Bridge. And there is a bridge in Europe that we're going to visit, and that is the Ponte Vecchio Bridge. Friends, this sounds like a really cool lesson. Open up your lesson, and let's begin learning about bridges. So come with me.
Bridges of the World. A tour of the continent's greatest bridges. Bridges are so much more than a way to get from point A to point B. The world is full of these works of art that attract international attention. Africa. Suez Canal Bridge. This 3.9 kilometer long bridge is the first major cable-stayed bridge of Egypt and the Middle East. It opened in 2001 and is the highest bridge of this kind in the world. It connects Africa to Eurasia by starting in Egypt and ending at the Sinai Peninsula.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 connect 这个动词 ，con 这个字首有一起的意思 ，net 这个字根有绑或者使联合的意思，所以 connect 是指使连接或使相连。例如 ，these two buildings are connected by an underground walkway。这两栋大楼是由一个地下走道连接在一起的。connect 也指接通。例如 ，my gas and electricity aren't connected yet。我的瓦斯跟电都还没有接通。它的名词是字尾加上 ion 变成 connection。例如 ，there's a loose connection in this device。这个装置有个地方电路松脱了。接下来我们看 peninsula 这个名词 ，peninsula 是指半岛。注意它的中音是在第二音节念成 peninsula。例如 ，the resort is located on a peninsula。So all the rooms have a wonderful view. 这个度假中心位于一个半岛上，所以每个房间都有很美的景观。或者是 there's always been a lot of tension on the Korean Peninsula because of the continuous nuclear weapons tests. 由于连续的核武试射，朝鲜半岛一直以来都情势紧张。
Yeah, I mean, so we're learning about some bridges from our lesson, but Rebecca, there's so many different bridges around the world. Are there any bridges that you like in particular?
Are there any bridges that I like in particular? Well, I do like the Golden Gate Bridge.
We
are going to talk about that one. There's also this really cool bridge in San Diego.
Oh.
It's the bridge that goes to the Coronado Island, which is the island where the military is. I mean, people can live there too. But what makes this bridge unique is that it curves a little bit like this. And the bridge is actually longer than the waterway to get from the island to the mainland.
Because it curves.
But the reason why it's interesting is that they had to make it in such a way that it was tall enough for ships to go underneath. But at the same time, it couldn't be too high.
Why?
So they kind of had to curve.
Oh.
Because it would be too dangerous.
Oh, for low-flying airplanes?
Yes.
Ah, right. Cool.
Well, that's, so it's cool.
Yeah, that's a nice bridge. I love it when I'm hiking in the forest and I come across a bridge. Often, actually, a lot of times, these bridges in the forest, they're not that big, but they're made in a beautiful way, and it's kind of fun coming across these kinds of bridges. Well, friends, what about you? What kinds of bridges do you like? And we're learning about bridges around the world today. We read here, a tour of the continent's greatest bridges. And that's just not just one continent. We're looking at many different continents.
Bridges are so much more than a way to get from point A to point B. Now let's talk about that phrase, to get from point A to point B. We use this when we're talking about going from one place to another place.
Yeah, pretty simple, right? For example, maybe my journey, my destination is to go from here to where Rebecca is standing. That is point A. This is point B. That's kind of a boring trip, though.
Well, I like point B.
Yeah.
Do you want to go from point B back to point A?
Yeah, I don't mind going back from point B to point A, but I just wish I could see some beautiful things along the way, you know?
Like,
I mean, our studio's nice.
You could use your imagination. Okay, now, of course, if you're out in the forest and you're trying to get to another place, you can say, in order to get from point A to point B, you're going to have to walk along the river past the post office, and then you're there.
Ah, right. So that seems like a more exciting journey, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
Go along a river and a post office, getting from point A to point B. Okay, so we read on here, the world is a by the way. That is a useful phrase, because some people are just concerned about getting from point A to point B, whereas other people are more concerned about having a beautiful journey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we continue. The world is full of these works of art that attract international attention. And the first one is in Africa, the Suez Canal Bridge.
This 3.9 kilometer long bridge is the first major cable state bridge of Egypt and the Middle East. It opened in 2001 and is the highest bridge of its kind in the world.
Wow. That's pretty cool. It looks like a pretty long bridge.
It's 3.9 kilometers.
Yes, it is. And it's the highest one of its kind. Friends, that's a good phrase to know. You use an adjective, like highest, a superlative, right? And then you say of something's kind. So we're talking about cable-stayed bridges here. This is the longest cable-stayed bridge, I mean, the highest cable-stayed bridge in the world. It's the highest of its kind.
Of its kind. That's right. And we learned something else interesting about this bridge. It connects Africa to Eurasia by starting in Egypt and ending at the Sinai Peninsula. Wow. That actually seems really, really cool. Maybe someday I'll get to drive across it.
Well, maybe you will. Well, friends, we do have more to learn actually about this bridge before we move on to Europe. However, right now it's time for something a little bit different, isn't it, Rebecca?
Yes, it literally is time for something different.
Literally.
Literally. So let's go to the
InfoCloud.
Or is it
literally?
Figuratively.
Ah.
Welcome to InfoCloud, friends. I'm Ken, and this is Pauline. So, how are you today, Pauline?
Oh, I'm so tired. I literally couldn't get out of bed this morning.
Really? Literally? Your body was too weak physically to get out of bed? Pauline, that sounds serious.
Oh, no, actually, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean it literally. I just meant figuratively. It was really hard to get out of bed. It felt psychologically hard to get up this morning.
Ah, that makes more sense now. Still, my confusion was understandable. You did use the word literally.
You're right. And technically, the word literally is meant to clarify that you're not speaking figuratively.
Right. For example, if I hear that someone's foaming at the mouth, I know it's probably a figure of speech, meaning someone's angry, But if someone is literally foaming at the mouth, then there's actually saliva and foam coming from someone's mouth.
Exactly. Except sometimes native speakers, like me, use literally to mean the opposite of its technical definition. We use it to intensify or emphasize the figurative sense.
Which is why you said you literally couldn't get out of bed this morning. You weren't being literal, you were just doubly emphasizing this figurative way of expressing how tired you were.
Exactly. But FYI, friends, most grammarians and English teachers hate it when literally is used like that. Still, it is common in everyday speech, so it's important to be aware of.
什么叫做 literally? Literally, 直接翻成中文就是名副其实的按字面意思的。那这个字的正确用法是在用比喻或成语来形容事情的时候，字面上的形态真的发生了。例如，当一个人用一颗石头同时打中两只鸟的时候，那就是 literally 一石二鸟。但这个字现在往往被许多人当作强调语气来用，也就闹出了许多笑话。例如 ,I was literally scared to death. 我简直吓死了。抱歉，如果你真的 literally scared to death, 你就真的死掉了，也不会活着讲这一句话。但因为 literally 被太多人误用，很多人就将错就错，把它当作强调语气。只是我们在学英文的时候还是要记得 literally 原本的正确用法。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom.What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word bridge? Well, some people just see a bridge as a way to get from point A to point B, but actually, bridges are much more than that. Well, we've already learned about a very interesting bridge in Africa, the Suez Canal Bridge. And now, our next reading is going to take us to the continent of Europe.So, what are we waiting for? Let's continue with our next reading.
Bridges of the World. It's also known as the Egypt-Japanese Friendship Bridge because Japan helped pay for and build it. Europe, Ponte Vecchio.This stone bridge in Florence, Italy, announces its age through its name, Old Bridge. It dates back to the Romans, but was last rebuilt in 1345. It crosses the Arno River, and shops line its length. It has become famous for being the only bridge in Florence that was not destroyed during World War II.
Alright, 继续我们看 announce 这个动词 N-O-U-N-C-E 这个字根有报告的意思。所以 announce 在这里是指显示或宣告。例如 the shiny diamond ring on Lisa's finger announced her engagement to Richard. Lisa 手指上闪亮的戒指宣告她和 Richard 已经订婚了。Announce 也指公开宣布或通告。例如 the host of the game announced the champion team with excitement.比赛的主持人兴奋地宣布获得冠军的队伍。最后我们看的是 destroy 这个动词。destroy 是指毁坏、摧毁或者是毁灭。例如 ,most of the city's buildings were destroyed by the earthquake. 这个城市大多数的建筑都被地震摧毁了。或者是 many precious paintings were destroyed in the fire. 许多珍贵的画作都被大火给烧毁了。destroy 也可以用在抽象的事物上。例如 the team's morale was destroyed by the terrible defeat. 这场惨烈的败仗让这支队伍的士气荡然无存。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. We're not finished talking about the Suez Canal Bridge. We read something else very special about this bridge here. It's also known as the Egypt-Japanese Friendship Bridge because Japan helped pay for and build it. Well, I love hearing stories like this about two countries that come together on a project. Well, we see these words here. It's also known as the Egypt-Japanese Bridge.
Gabe.
Yes.
Could we also say the Suez Canal Bridge, a.k.a. the Egypt-Japanese Friendship Bridge?
We could.
Yeah, a.k.a., right? Also known as.
Mm-hmm. A.k.a. Actually, friends, yes, you can use this in writing or in a conversation somewhere. You could say a.k.a. So, for example, Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, is someone we learned about not too long ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember learning about him. Well, friends, unfortunately, that completes our time in Africa.
Oh.
It's time to move on to Europe, where we learn about another bridge. We learn about the Ponte Vecchio Bridge.
Rebecca. Vecchio, you know, like Pinocchio. We got the C-C-H-I-O, Ponte Vecchio. What is special about this bridge?
Well, we read, this stone bridge in Florence, Italy, announces its age through its name, Old Bridge. It dates back to the Romans, but was last rebuilt in 1345. And you see those words right here on the screen, to date back to. What exactly does that mean?
Okay, this means that it goes back to the Romans. For another example of this phrase, Studio Classroom Magazine dates back to 1962. That is when it began. Well, friends, right now it is time for Twin.
Time.
Hello, everyone. We're glad to see you again. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena.
Do you know what time it is? That's right. It's time to review today's lesson. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. Are you ready to start? Let's begin. The words are destroy, announce, connect, and friendship. Great. Here's the first sentence. Many buildings were by bombs during the war. Do you know the answer, Serena?
I sure do, and I think our friends do too.
Many buildings were destroyed by bombs during the war. When something is destroyed, it's damaged so badly that it can't be used anymore, or it may no longer exist. Okay, here's the next one. You are my best friend, and I hope our lasts forever. What's the answer? Right, you are my best friend, and I hope our friendship lasts forever. Christina, I know we are sisters, but we are also best friends, right?
Of course we are.
I just want to tell you that I really cherish our friendship.
Thanks, Serena. Our friendship is very special.
Okay, here is our last sentence for today. The printer won't work unless you it to the computer. Is it connect or announce? Good job! The printer won't work unless you connect it to the computer. Friends, did you get all the answers right? I'm sure you did an excellent job. We look forward to seeing you again on
Twin Time.
All right, friends, well, it's time to have a little bit of fun with a game called Test Your Teacher. You all know how to play. Well, today we have some very special guests all the way from
Chengyuan Senior High School.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know how to play this game, friends. There are words from our lessons that these students are holding in their hands. Rebecca and I don't know what they are.
No, we don't.
But friends, you've read today's lessons, so maybe you're familiar with them. See if you can guess what they are as they describe them. So my team, what is our name?
Triple J.
Because we got Jerry, Jason, and Jennifer.
Okay, and what's my team's name?
Rebecca team!
We're the Rebecca team, and we just might win.
Rebecca helps Lillian.
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Maybe you'll win. We'll see.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay, so let's start with the Triple J's.
Your team can go first.
Okay, you ready? Okay, here we go. Ready, set, go.
It's a country besides Spain.
A country besides Spain. In Europe.
It looks like a boot.
Italy!
Yes.
Italy. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. 1,000 meter is a...
Kilometer.
Yes.
Kilometer.
The continent above Africa?
Europe.
Yeah.
When two countries have conflict, well, what will the conflict become?
They have a battle. A war.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
Wow.
My
so
is Jason.
Jason. Your name is Jason.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice.
You guys can slow down.
You go to other country for vacation, it's called...
Like a vacation?
It's called...
A trip?
Nope.
Travel?
Nope.
Go to other country for a vacation. It's called a getaway.
No.
Okay. All right.
Next one.
When a painting is a kind
time's
of.
Time's up. Time's up. Yes.
Wait. Hold on a second. What was that word?
Tour.
Oh, a tour.
Good.
Very good description. I just didn't guess it. Okay.
You guys got 5 points.
That's pretty good.
Good.
That's very good. Rebecca.
Yes.
Team Rebecca.
It's Team Rebecca's turn. Are you guys ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Ready. Right. Me too.
Right, here we go.
Okay. So ready, set. Begin.
If everyone knows you, that...
You're famous.
Yes.
Okay, great. Next one.
I'm 17 years old, so this is my...
Last year? Senior.
I'm 17 years old, and this is my...
High school?
Okay, next. Big rock called what?
A stone?
Yeah.
Stone?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I have a place that you can catch fish in it.
Oh, a lake? A pond? Ocean? See?
You can go slower. My Monday. Yeah.
Like that.
A pond.
You can catch fish.
A pond? Lake? Sea? Ocean? River?
Yeah.
A river. Okay.
Okay. This is another word of the beginning.
Another word of the beginning.
Yes.
Apple.
No.
Apple.
That's another word of the beginning. Alpha.
Hey, that's it. That's all the time we have. That's 50 seconds.
That's it.
Very nice job, Team Rebecca. You got 3 points.
We did.
Very good.
You guys got 5 points. I guess you won.
That's right. Triple J is the winner.
Woo!
Yeah. Good job.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. This has been fun. We will see you all next time right here at
Studio Classroom.